So let's review. The Gemara continues with that which the Mishnah relates how Bezdin would impress upon witnesses the severity of lying in the capital case. The Bezdin would also say, "Lefikach nivra adam yichidi." When Hashem created man, He created only one man. To teach us that if one murders a single Jew, it's as if he destroyed an entire world's population. And similarly, if one preserves the life of a single Jew, it's as if he preserved an entire world's population. Therefore, every Jew should say the entire world was created for my sake. The Mishnah lists other reasons why only one man was created. To promote peaceful relations. So that one person cannot tell his friend, my ancestor is greater than your ancestor. And the Braisa adds, we are all descended from Adam Rishon, and yet families argue in this way. If Hashem had created two men, there would certainly be much argument. So that heretics cannot claim there are many powers in heaven, chas v'shalom, and each one created a different man. To show Hashem's greatness, when a person mints many coins with one mold, they're all identical. While Hashem created all people in Adam Rishon's form, and yet they are all unique. A Bryce explains, but may ma'im partsafein doimin zel lazeh, shalayiru odim dirino v'ishino v'yomir shalihi. People do not resemble one another, so that one should not desire his friend's house or wife and be able to claim they are his. Another Bryce elaborates, b'shleisha dvarim odim mishtana mechaveri. Men are unique in three ways, b'koil, b'mara, mishum erva. In their voices and their appearance, to avoid immorality, so that a married woman can recognize her husband, and they all think differently so that thieves cannot figure out where everyone else hides their money and valuables. A Braisa cites several additional reasons why only one man was created. And as Rashi adds, so that the righteous should not say, since we are descended from tzaddikim, we are tzaddikim as well, and so we do not need to distance ourselves from the possibility of sin, because surely we will not stumble. Similarly, Bersham Aimrim Anu B'nei Rasha, and as Rashi adds, Einon Ezekukim B'tshubo L'tzadik Elo Yael, so that the wicked should not say, since we are descended from Rasham, we are Rasham as well, and we will not bother to repent because it will not help. Therefore, Hashem created only one man, and everyone is descended from Adam Rishon. Mimnei HaGazlanin U'mimnei HaChamsanin. To discourage thieves, as Rashi explains, She'yimru Karka Zeh L'bnei Avinu HaRishon Ha'yisav Lo L'bnei Avichem. Otherwise, they might say, this land belonged to our ancestor, not to yours. And the Braisa adds, we are all descended from Adam Rishon, yet people steal. If Hashem had created two men, they would certainly find justification to steal. The Gemara cites a series of Braises explaining other aspects of man's creation. Adam Nivra be'erev Shabbos. Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos, the last day of creation, for four reasons. So that heretics cannot claim that man assisted in creating the world. So that if a man becomes arrogant, he can be told that even the small fly preceded him in creation. So that he could immediately perform a mitzvah, i.e. to observe Shabbos, so that he could find everything ready for his use. Adam Rishon was formed from dust gathered from around the entire world. And the Gemara elaborates, his torso is created from Bavel, his head from Eretz Yisrael, and his limbs from various other areas. The day of Adam's creation was comprised of 12 hours. During the first hour, his dust was gathered. During the second hour, his shapeless form was fashioned. During the third hour, his limbs were arranged. During the fourth hour, he received his soul. Chamishas Amar al Raglab, during the fifth hour he stood up. Shishas Karishemis, during the sixth hour he named all the animals. Shavias Nizgat Nizdav Gulei Chava, during the seventh hour Chava was created. Shminas Al Lumita Shnaim Biyar De Arba, during the eighth hour they gave birth to Cain and the twin sister. Tashias Nitzdavish Leilacham and Ilan, during the ninth hour he was commanded not to eat from the Itz Hadas. Asiris Sarach, during the tenth hour he sinned. Achas Esri Nidin, during the 11th hour he was judged. Shtayim Esrei, Nitret V'Holochloi, during the 12th hour, he was expelled from Gan Eden. Another brisa, B'shosh Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livrei Sesa Adam, Barakat Achas Shalmalachi Asharas. When Hashem wanted to create man, He first created a group of angels. Amalehem, Ritzayinchem Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu. He asked them whether He should create man. After hearing of man's future actions, they said, Ma'enesh Kisizkerenu Ven Adam Kisifkadenu. They opposed man's creation. Whereupon, Hoshid Etzboi Kitana B'Neim Asarfen. Hashem destroyed them. After this scenario repeated itself, a third group of angels told him, Kol Adam Kulei Shalchohu Komashat Aroitzel Asas Bar Lom Chaseh. It's your world to do as you please. Subsequently, when future generations sinned, they commented, Lo yafa amru shayim lefanecha, weren't the first groups correct? And Hashem replied, Va'ad zikna ani hu, va'ad seva ani esbel. I will tolerate man's shortcomings. The Gemara describes Adam Rishon's stature. Me'seifa oilam, va'ad seifa haya, min ha'aretz ad l'rikiya haya. Initially, he reached from one end of the world to the other, and from the earth to the heaven. But ki min shesarach, hinich HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodav alav umiyatoi. After he sinned, Hashem diminished him. Another incident, Hareyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu dar dar b'doshev dar dar b'chachamav. Hashem showed Adam HaRishon all future generations and their leaders. Kimin shegia l'darish al Rebbe Kiva, sameach b'terasai b'nes atzav b'misasai. When he beheld Rebbe Kiva, he rejoiced with his Torah but was saddened by his death. The Gemara digresses to discuss how to deal with heretics. The Mishnah Masechet Tzitzis Avos states, have a shakud l'lmid Torah, b'dam ha'shatoshav l'apikaris. Learn Torah diligently and know how to respond to heretics. The Gemara explains, this is only regarding non-Jewish heretics. However, we do not respond to Jewish heretics since it will only spurn them on to further heresy. Every ambiguous pasuk used by heretics to support their heresies has a nearby pasuk which refutes their claim. For example, the pasuk states, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu, in the plural. But the next pasuk says, Vayivra Elikim Asa Adam, in the singular. The Gemara cites several other examples and explains, Hanuch Lamali, why indeed were these pasukim written in the plural? The Gemara answers, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Eisedavar Elim Kein Nimlach B'Pamal Yishamalia. Hashem always consults with the heavenly court. The Gemara also cites several examples of how the Chacham refuted some of the heretics' claims, which continues into the next daf.